Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The seed is the word of God. Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as a man but to scatter the seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day through it. All the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of his own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, to what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can be used for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, it is smallest of all the seeds on earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. If the parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The gospel acclamation using these words is the spirit of the gospel today. It says, the seed is the word of God. Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever. So the seed is the word of God. We thank the Lord that we are taught to live the way, simple way. The gospel is not hard to understand. Every word of God just keep us alive. So we thank the Lord we have the gospel. So it is not anything just we do good. Yeah, we do good, but also with the spirit of the gospel. Whatever Jesus says in the gospel is the vital way of following him. It's simple, but also we need to change ourselves. Jesus' word lives in us. The Holy Spirit inspired us if we want to follow him on a daily basis. It's easy in a way, but also difficult in a way, because we need to change ourselves. Also, there are attacks from the evil spirit. But important, we start again. Just tell Jesus, we trust in you. Only with Jesus, we can keep this word of God in our heart. Every day, every moment, ask Jesus to give us the strength to live his word. His word is life. Until today, we can feel what St. Paul says, 2 days not die, then I live, but Christ lives in us. With the word of God, and especially with the body of Christ of Jesus, so that we can have the true life. Thank Jesus, give us his word, and give us his body and blood.